For the first time, Governor Roy Cooper has laid out his priorities in an official budget proposal for the state. Overall, it calls for increased spending, but there is one notable exception. Cooper wants to phase out North Carolina's private school voucher program. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Here's the top-line summary. Governor Cooper is calling for North Carolina's budget to grow by a little more than 5%. That translates to roughly $1 billion increase in spending. It's something, Cooper says, the state can afford.
It lives within our means without raising taxes or fees and cutting services, and it adds $300 million to the rainy day fund.
Used for disaster relief or as a cushion for the next economic downturn. Much of the spending Cooper called for was in education.
We are catching up with investments in education all the way from birth through our community colleges and our universities.
This budget would fund 4,700 more pre-K slots for four-year-olds, provide a child care tax credit for families. It would also increase teacher pay by an average of 10% over the next 2 years and give a 6.5% raise to principals and other administrative staff. Cooper wants to pay for some of his education priorities by phasing out a Republican priority, the Opportunity Scholarship Program. This provides vouchers for parents so they can send their children to private schools. The program is due to cost the state nearly $35 million over the next 2 years. The General Assembly is in the process of expanding the program to $120 million over the next decade. And Cooper said other state employees would get the greater of either a 2% pay bump or an $800 raise, plus a $500 one-time bonus.
This would be the largest state employee pay increase in nearly a decade.
And state retirees would get a 1.5% increase in their benefits. Cooper also called for some $70 million in economic development money for rural areas and $20 million to restore the state's film incentive program. It's a budget, Cooper said, that both Republicans and Democrats could get behind. It didn't take long for that notion to go awry. Senate Pro Tem Phil Berger quickly sent out a press release saying, in part, that Cooper's, quote, reckless $1 billion spending spree would surely return us to the days of high taxes and multi-billion-dollar deficits. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.